Hi, I'm Danielle Kading, and you're listening to Hear Me Out on Wisconsin Public Radio. Up next, we hear from Hope McLeod. She is a reporter, poet, songwriter, and now author of the new book, Have I Got a Story for You? The book is a collection of 35 stories she wrote during her time as a reporter for the Bayfield County Journal and Ashland Daily Press. McLeod spoke with me by phone this week about why she decided to publish those stories in her new book.
The origin really is the 35 stories that were part of my entire body of work for the Bayfield County Journal, which included 749 feature stories over 6 years. And the reason I put this collection together is duofold. I made a decision to leave the paper last December on the 24th, and I wanted to honor that time in my life, a transition out of a group corporate setting into freelance writing, which has been a dream of mine. And I quite honestly would not have taken that step if it weren't for the inspiration I got from the people in these stories. And so I handpicked 35 stories that really inspired me, that surprised me when I interviewed these people, and changed me one story at a time. And so I wanted to do this for that honoring. But it's also inspiration that I wanted to share with other people at various stages in their life. It may help them even catapult to a new doorway to something unexpected in their lives. And I needed to walk through a new doorway. I was pretty stressed out, and some things happened to me health-wise and personally in my family that made it difficult to just continue at, you know, that level that I'm talking about. It's very intense, and you live and breathe journalism every day. I live and breathe storytelling every day as a freelance writer, but it has a completely different quality to it now, and this is just one new income stream, one new focus out of a half dozen that I've been nurturing this year.
Well, I was reading over a lot of the stories that you've selected in Have I Got a Story for You, and a lot of them seem to be profiles of people who are living in the region, oftentimes who have struggled with loss of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the examples that you have in your book was the story of Hannah Stonehouse Hudson and the loss of her husband, and also Kelsey Peterson, who suffered a spinal cord injury, and who was a dancer before that, and
right.
You know, lost a big part of her life that way. What do some of these stories that kind of focus on, you know, people who have experienced loss, what lessons have you drawn from them, and what do you hope people take away from that?
The emotional takeaways are the survivors, the people that live beyond these losses, like Kelsey struggling with the loss of her body. She was a dancer. She was a gorgeous dancer and a yoga teacher. And her spirit is unbelievable. I just love talking to this woman, being in her presence. And she doesn't have all the answers, but man, she's trying to find out how to cure paralysis. Is that possible? Everyone says, or a lot of people say, you've got to be kidding. Your journey is foolhardy. But the cure map, this trip that she has been taking with her filmmaker buddy across country, is just exemplary of how someone has taken that loss to a new level of pursuit and self-exploration. It's powerful stuff. Same with Lori Schneider, MS, climbing 7 of the tallest mountains in the world, and that's not all she's done. Just remarkable women. So I hope people, those are my personal lessons are, okay, why am I sniveling with a pebble in my shoe? You know, I use that line in that Lori Snyder story, and it's like, come on, Hope. There's got to be another way to do this. And we all have losses. It's universal.
Well, it kind of flips the narrative, right? I mean, people kind of assume that if something were to happen in them in life, that would be the worst thing that could ever happen to them. And in a lot of these situations with the stories that you mentioned, you know, Hannah and Lori and Kelsey, they've turned or transformed tragedy into triumph.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah, and a lot of people are having to do that these days. I was just reading a story this morning of a woman in Florida who recently lost her home. She's retired, had just retired to Florida, and boom, house gone in that hurricane. Sitting on a stump on her empty lot now saying, what am I going to do? And at one point, all of the characters in my book were at that place. That pivotal place of, do I go down the woe is me tunnel or do I transform?
You just have a interesting collection of stories here because it not only do people have stories of, you know, loss or lessons that they derive from that, but you also have people who are breaking barriers, whether, you know, it's through renewable energy and trying to encourage more use of alternative energy in the Shawangan Bay region, like with Bill Bailey and his wife, or, you know, also with Claire Hintz, who is a woman farmer. And, you know, I think we heard something this year that we're seeing more women farmers here in Wisconsin.
Yes, real groundbreakers. And Bill Bailey and Gail Chatfield with their solar energy programs. Unbelievable what's happening. The state of Wisconsin, we have surpassed every county. Bayfield County is now the most lit up solar county in the state. I mean, we have 85 solar group by participants. So, you know, when I wrote this story about Bill Bailey and Gail Chatfield, they were just beginning this journey. I mean, just a year previous, they had turned their commercial greenhouse business into a business run by renewable energies, both solar energy and fired furnaces. And it was an experiment. And now, 5 years later, those guys are lighting up the Shawangan Bay, literally. And they volunteer. They don't get paid. It's just, there's something in the water here. Everyone jokes about that, but it's true. There's a unique atmosphere here, and whether it's because we're the northernmost point of Wisconsin before you cross the water to Canada, I don't know. You've lived here, you know.
Yeah, well, and several of your stories talk about the inspiration that artists or photographers draw from this place and this region and how it inspires them to create art or, you know, I guess play with new expressions of that.
Mm-hmm. Lake Superior.
Yeah, you know, Leonarda, is it Bowden?
Bowden.
Yeah, she was one of the artists that you wrote a story about in Have I Got a Story for You, and she talked about the area being the third coast. Yeah. So what is it about this place that inspires you to write stories about them or that, you know, these people have lives that are remarkable enough to warrant stories about them?
Well, you know, I suppose there are hundreds of enclaves like the Shawangan Bay area, where anyone, if they listen deeply and long enough, will find similar stories, similar people. I don't want to pound my chest and say this is the place to live, because we don't want that. We don't want everybody to move here. But I have, I guess, honed a particular skill to be able to figure out these stories because I'm a storyteller and I have told stories all my life and from songs to poems to short stories to nonfiction, journalism, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm always looking for a story, and they found their way to me once word got around. And I'll tell you, I never tired of the types of stories that would come my way. People tugging my sleeve at IGA, you know, have I got a story for you? That's where it came from. I could continue on for many stories henceforth, and I will. I'm not exactly sure what form it's going to take next round, but this is opening a new door. That's why I love the photo on the cover with this door that just invites the reader to try something new. Go somewhere you've never been before for a few hours. I got to do it for 6 years.
Well, and you've called this collection of stories, too, Hope, a keepsake for the community. Why did you want that? Why did you want to preserve these stories in a book rather than just leaving them to the newspaper records?
Yeah. Part of it is my loyalty to the older generation. God bless their hearts. They were avid County Journal readers. And they've been heartbroken since the loss of those stories. And quite frankly, I don't know what the percentage is. It's somewhere around 65% of Bayfield County residents are retirees at large amount. And so these are strong readers and engaged citizens volunteering, doing this and that to keep the community alive and thriving. And I really wanted to honor them so that their stories were preserved and they could pass them on to their children and grandchildren, because they belong to them. You know, I got to tell them, but they gave them to me freely. So it's a gift to them. And as was my book signing on November 17th at Harborview Event Center, I invited everyone in the story to have a story display booth to show off what they do in the community. It was unbelievable. There was so much joy and community celebration, and it was, you know, Disneyland for me. My stories came to life, and all these people started making new bonds and new plans for whatever creative adventure they're walking into for the next year. So it was pretty exciting.
Well, I think that's one of the great things about storytelling is creating bonds between people, whether you meet them or not, through writing.
Exactly. I walk away now, and this is maybe something making. It's also something I can use as a teaching tool. I started teaching journalism. I taught 8 preview journalism classes at the Washburn Public School in October, early November. And this may open up into an accredited class in the future. And I was thinking I could use this as reading material, maybe not the sole text, but just to get kids excited about local stories. You know, everybody wants to leave home and join the big newspaper, but it's really important to keep local journalism alive and the stories of each other and to create those bonds of community, so that's what journalism's for historically. The newspapers were like lean-tos for communities to learn about the dangers out there. But journalism is really important, and it's been getting a bad name in some circles. And I want to bring it back home to the heart of journalism. And so it can serve that purpose as well, I'm hoping.
Again, you were just listening to freelance writer and author Hope McLeod. She lives in Washburn, and Have I Got a Story for You can be found at the Apostle Islands Booksellers in Bayfield, Shawamigan Books in Washburn, Redberry Books in Cable, and the Art Dock at the DeWitt Sites Building in Duluth.